2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network. 2-1-0. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 Podcast. Thank you to VodPod Media for housing and producing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having your network. Guys, if you're watching, go listen, and if you're listening, go watch. You know, do all the things. I say it every episode. Make sure that you follow, like, share, subscribe, do all that, and I would appreciate it. So today's guest, and again, I said what I said. I have the best looking guest, so you're going to want to see my guest. But if not, and you want to listen, that's fine. So please introduce yourself.
First off, my name is Tori Escamilla. I am born and raised in San Antonio. I left for a few years, and then I came back, decided to fuck shit up.
Yes.
Can I curse?
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Good. Just making sure. You're like, girl, this is a Christian community. Imagine. I have been in the military for 15 years, both active duty and reserved, as well as on the civilian side. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I decided to start my own podcast, all while taking care of my grandfather. That was a big thing, a big role until last year as a caretaker. And for whatever reason, my ADHD just continues to keep bringing me ideas to do new things.
Yes.
That's the only way I can explain it.
Yeah, speaking of new things. Business owner.
And I also just recently, last week, started a business. Girl, I've had that equipment for like 2 years.
I know.
I've been sitting on it forever. It's a mess. But that's who I am in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I guess what I do, really.
Yeah.
Who I am is just a whole more complex kind of topic.
It is.
Me and Natasha, psychology majors over here. Yeah.
Ma, let's get into it. Yeah.
Ma, the prefrontal cortex. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Exactly. What do you know? And I am also going to grad school for clinical mental health. So I wasn't kidding when I said, like, we legit have that.
Yes.
Have our majors in common. That's a whole other issue. We've talked about our own mental health issues. So that can go left or right.
Yes. Yeah. So we've been friends for,
I want to say like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we would always hear about each other.
This is facts.
And people were like, how do you not know Tori? Or they would tell Tori, like, how do you not know Natasha?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. I haven't run into her.
I know. Like, just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And then we ended up meeting at a tequila tasting.
No, we met at
am I lying?
The Hawk Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the very first time we met. And then when we actually, like, sat down and talked was at the tequila tasting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember. Yes. I think we got a photo together.
We did,
because we're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we were like, fine. I don't like the Spider-Man, we're all pointing at each other.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's how it was. And then from there, I think we hung out. We went to Costa Pacifica, and we had drinks.
We did.
We have a picture of us, Lady and Tramping, Cantarito. Did.
We had a little date.
Yeah, and then now we're friends.
Yeah. It was like, oh. Yes, of course.
And like, Natasha was like, I didn't know if I wanted to meet you because everybody who tells me that I need to meet somebody, I never end up really caring for that person. She's like, so I was kind of skeptical about them telling me to meet you. And I was like, well, I'm glad you liked me.
No, it's true. Yeah. There's been a few people that are like, you have to meet this person. And then I do. And I'm like.
And you're like, well, that was a disappointment. Womp, womp, womp.
That sucks. It happens. Yeah.
Not everybody can be that cool.
But not. I mean, it's true. It's true. A lot of people aren't.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, okay, so I know we were kind of talking off camera about this year.
Mm-hmm.
2024, it's still the first month. We're in the beginning. What are some of your, I guess like your, I hate to say like goals because I feel like that's like cheesy.
Right.
Like, what do you want out of this year?
To be happy.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's my end goal. Somebody was asking me the other day, like, what is it that like keeps you motivated with all this stuff? I'm like, I couldn't even tell you. I'm just bored half the time and I want to find things to do and I find something intriguing that I want to learn more, so I'm like challenged. So it's not even necessarily like, yeah, of course I like money, who doesn't? And you honestly have to have money to do different things, but for the most part, just happy. Last year was probably like one of my really lowest years. I lost my grandfather after having, you know, been caretaking for him all the while. And he's the whole reason I moved back to San Antonio. I've only been back for 6 years.
Yeah.
And so I moved back to take care of him. So that was a big thing. And honestly, it took me a minute for the grief to kick in, a few months. But when it did, I was very like, you know what? I don't give a fuck about shit. I lost the one person who was like the biggest, you know, father figure in my life. The one person that had my back. The one person who I would have ridden or die for.
Yeah.
And like, if I am learning to deal with him, I can learn to deal without fucking anybody else.
Yeah.
So once I got over that initial grief, I had to kind of tell myself, like, look, this is not something that's ever going to go away. You're forever going to miss your grandpa.
Yeah.
So I kind of, once I came to that conclusion, I was told myself, this year, whatever you do, just be happy.
Yeah.
Whether I'm poor or rich, you know, fat or skinny, just be happy.
Yeah. Period.
Period.
Yeah.
Without antidepressants, let me top that off. That's a whole other thing that I was like, okay, I'm going to get off my meds this year and not be a crazy person. So just to try to be happy, like, organically.
Okay. All right.
And I said I was going to stop drinking, but that's not going too well.
Yeah. My dry January turned into a moist January.
It turned into a dry week.
Yeah.
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 So that's what it is.
Basically, yeah. That's what it was for me, too. Because, like, honestly, after my birthday, like, the next day, I was like, I'm never drinking again.
Yeah, ever. I say that very often. And then next thing I know, everyone's like, you want to have a drink? I'm like, no. Okay, fine. I'll just have one.
Mm-hmm.
And then one leads into staying out till 2 in the morning. So that's fun.
Yeah. So I decided, like, I'm going to just do my best to – that sounds terrible, do my best. I'm going to drink more – I guess, like, more – like, consider it more rather than, like – like, oh, what, like, what are we doing today? Oh, yeah, let's go eat, which eating leads to drinking.
Right.
It just does.
It does.
And so now I'm more like, you know, no, I'm good. Or yeah. Like, I'll wait. Or, you know,
What's not really, today. You know what's really good, though? I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Is I've noticed a lot of bars and restaurants that are heavy, like, bar grill type are doing a lot of mocktails. I've seen a lot of people advertising mocktails now. So that's always a plus. So you just kind of tell yourself that it's just not a strong drink.
Yeah. So I'm not a fan of mocktails because I feel like it's all sugar.
It's pretty much juice.
Right.
Juice of soda.
So I quit drinking in the summer. And I didn't, like, announce it or anything, but I just did. I was like, you know, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm just
gonna, like, I clicked chill. After I saw a couple, you know, Heineken Zeros. I was like, oh, she's not drinking.
Yeah. And those are taste just like Heineken, by the way. Exactly like it.
Does it really?
Exactly.
I'm not a beer drinker, so I wouldn't
know. It's like a strong
beer,
which I'm not a fan of. So I'm like, I need other companies to come out with zero.
When I gave up alcohol for Lent, Minute Maid had come out with their aguas frescas, and they're actually pretty good. So if you know me, I always carry chamoy in my purse.
Yes.
So I would do the aguas frescas with the chamoy. Delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So for future references.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah.
But no, I would be at bars and I'm like, oh, can I get like a mocktail or something? And like, or something without alcohol. They're like, so you want juice? No, I don't want juice.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Because then I'm like, that's sugar and empty carbs.
Right.
Like, I don't want that. So then I'd be like, just give me fucking water.
Yeah, but in reality, when you drink, that's what you're drinking.
I don't, because I do like vodka water.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're fancy.
Pinkies up, bitches. No. Yeah, or I'll do like an espresso martini. So I'm like, well then, okay, so I'll drink water, I'll drink coffee.
Yeah.
And that's what I would do, basically.
Got it. I just go hard. I'm all Four Locos all day, girl.
What? Shut the fuck. Yeah, you wouldn't be here.
Just kidding. No, I drank a lot last year. And I'll admit it because I'm trying to, like, tell myself that what did it say? Like, the first stage is getting past your denial or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, the tall boys at any corner store, they're, like, 2 for $5. Now they're 2 for $7. I don't appreciate them going up. But 9% alcohol and they're, like, the Smirnoff Smashed or the Mike's Harder Lemonade.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah, $7. You can't beat that. And I could only ever finish one because by that time – I was already ready to go to sleep.
Dang.
But that was my go-to. I know, secrets of the... And they always be like, do you want a brown bag? No, I'm classy. I'll just take a regular plastic bag. Thank you.
I want everybody to see it.
I know. I'm like, oh, no.
That's honestly, I fuck with the Cornerstone. The corner store, like Micheladas in a can.
Oh, those are good. Dude. And now everybody has one, like the Modelo, all the brand names. We need to get sponsored for name dropping all of these.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for sponsoring us, Smirnoff Smashed.
Yeah. I know that's what I'm all. If you want to drink, right? If we drink on this show, I'm like, mm-mm. No.
Sponsored by yeah. Plastic Cup.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm like, y'all don't pay me. Even this is not a Stanley. It's a family. So.
Yellow. Still yeah. works.
Yeah, I don't care. And it's water.
That was a wild little phase. I don't think I've ever had a whole like pandemonium.
That's stupid of a product. Fuck. It's so stupid. It makes me genuinely angry that people are paying $300 for a cup.
It's wild.
Like, do I need to start making cups? Am I in the wrong business?
Girl, low-key, I was on Temu already. Like, how many cups can I buy and, like, put, like, a little label on it and sell it for, like, three times the price?
Dude, because I have.
I'll burn my car and show you that it's still. Yeah. Little ice is in there.
Like, I have manufacturers.
Yeah.
I have multiple manufacturers overseas, so I can be, like.
YOLO.
I feel like they make Stanley cups.
Just like pretend to leave it in there all day and then be like, oh, look, my ice is still in here.
Bro.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh.
Put like crazy. A San Antonio logo on it or something.
Something.
Boom.
Yeah.
Business idea.
Yeah. Let's do it. we'll start another business together. Yes. Just because we're very similar though. Like people will be like, oh, they've asked me too. Like, how do you even like do all the things that you do? Like,
right.
And I'm like, I don't. No,
you don't even think about it, right?
I just do it.
I just did an interview with somebody on Monday and she asked me the same thing. She's like, what's your like routine? Like, what's your schedule? I was like, I don't know. I just kind of go to things.
Same. I'm all, if it's on my calendar, it's there.
Yeah. I really don't think it's that hard. I think it's just a matter of you have things to do.
But I think
see places to be.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. But I don't really see. I don't understand what people are conflicted or confused about the time. Like, just manage your time correctly.
Right. But people all the time are like, no, like, you're different. Like, people don't work like you. And I was like, but I have friends that work like
right.
me.
Right.
So what?
Maybe it's just because we understand that concept. But no, I 1000% get it. Because whenever anybody asks me that question, I'm just like, I don't know. I just
do it.
Do it. Yeah.
Like, I don't have a choice.
Come on, Nike. But yeah, I totally agree with you because I have, I don't know, I just go out and do things.
Yeah, I'm like lots of sugar-free Red Bull.
I'm like, what do? You just lots. Stay home and watch Netflix all day? Like, I don't know.
Some people do though.
I'm like, what do people do?
Some people do. Some people like play video games, like watch movies. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't because then I get really restless.
I was going to say, I don't know how to stay sitting down. Uh-uh. So maybe that's it. Maybe we just get ansias.
It's ADD.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure.
I would like to thank ADD
yeah.
for my success.
Period. Yeah, no, I think that's. And you know what's funny is I've talked to a lot of like female or women just in general who are very out in the public, out in the community, doing a lot of mm-hmm. things. And they're kind of the same way. They're like, I just don't know how to sit down.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is, honestly.
I can't. Yeah. I can't not be doing something. Yeah. Because then I feel, like, lazy almost.
I do, too. Girl, even if I sleep late, I feel like I lost the whole day.
No, me too.
Yeah.
Although, I'm not going to lie, like, I love my sleep. And because I haven't been able to sleep the past freaking 10 years I've been in school and doing all sorts of shit.
Facts.
So now I'm like, I'm going to sleep. And so sometimes I'm up at like 11, 12, and that's okay. Because I used to like beat myself up and be like, fuck. But now I'm like, dude, I feel like I'm catching up on sleep.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm a big napper.
See, I don't nap. I can't nap.
I can cat nap. So I started graduate school this semester yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had like an hour between the time I was, well, by the time I got there from work. And then by the time I clocked, girl, put the seat back, put the heater on. And my little butt took a 30-minute nap. I was up, good to go.
I cannot.
Yeah.
I will wake
like
up.
Like a little cat.
Like, I don't know what year it is. Like, I got a headache and shit.
Or Whip Van Winkle. You're like, wake up with, like, gray hairs. You're like, what year is it?
Literally, I'm like, what day is it? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'll panic.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like,
that's funny.
I just cannot nap. Unless I don't feel good.
Yeah.
Or I'm, like, dead-ass tired. Other than that, I'm like, no.
I think mine might be the military in me. Because, like, depending on whatever time we used to have watch or duty, it just you just kind of had to sleep when you couldn't. Because if you had an overnight watch or overnight duty or whatever the case may be, that my body was just, like just going to sleep when I can.
Yeah. I've seen that a lot in veterans.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just like, oh, word. Like, I'll fall asleep standing up right now.
Legit. I really could. Like, I could fall asleep in a rock concert. I could fall asleep standing up. Where can I not fall asleep? In my bed at night when I'm actually supposed to go to sleep.
Tossing and turning.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's the worst. So, yeah, I could definitely see that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess because I want to say, like, what advice would you have for people out there, but for people that don't have ADD? Like, what?
Should be easier for you all because you can straight focus.
Right.
Whereas I can't focus. Like we're talking and I'm already like, oh, I got to press shirts later and I got to get gas and put some air in my tire.
Yeah.
My brain is just nonstop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't even know what to tell other people.
Yeah.
Have a Red Bull.
I don't know if you're tired, too bad.
I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea. I didn't even know. I got late diagnosed with ADHD like 2 years ago. Yeah. And I've had people throughout the years tell me, like counselors and stuff, they're like, I'm pretty sure you had ADHD as a kid. Because my mom was like, no, you're not dumb. You're just lazy. And I'm like, but I'm not, Mom.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until many, many years later, after one degree already, that I was like, I think I have ADHD. I'm going to go get checked out. And my mom was like, oh, my God, you're hypochondriac. I think it's because you're in school learning about all this. You're, like, telling yourself this. I'm like, but I already have one degree, senora, and I'm already halfway through the second. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like this is holding me back.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's hindering. I could do more.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Yeah. Which I know some people are like, what do you mean you can do more? You already do a lot. And I'm like, no, my brain's, like, there. It just needs to be, like, there.
Focus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I would imagine it's maybe easier for certain people who can actually focus on one thing and like master it. Because I feel like I'm a jack of all trades, master of none.
Right. So, yes, that. I'm all my ADD went away. But no, I'm actually not diagnosed. I'm like self-diagnosed.
Yeah.
Because definitely like the same, like going right. through classes and stuff. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm all checked. Check.
Yeah,
check.
Exactly. I have all of these things.
Yeah, and I used to take phentermine. Mm-hmm. And so that would make me hyper focused.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it.
And wasn't that illegal, Natasha?
No, it's legal.
Is it?
Yeah, I got it from a doctor. Ah. Like it's a prescription.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, oh, legal via prescription.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, man, what was the name of that weight loss drug that had fen-phen and it was really good back in the day?
Ephedrine?
No, it was called something. I don't know. Anyway.
The one that's not legal?
Well, it used to be back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, mine was a prescription.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I had that in nursing school. I did it for weight loss. And then I realized it made me hyper-focused. And then I was like, oh, shit.
That's always a good thing.
I definitely have ADD because it's a stimulant.
Right.
And it would make me chill and, like, focus.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking maybe people that don't have ADD, because you can only focus on, like, one thing or you're really actually focused. Mm-hmm. You're not able to do multiple things where like you right. and me, like we're here right now, but both of our brains are still going. And the second we both leave here, we're going to go
right.
because we have a bunch of shit and we're going to get a bunch of shit done.
For sure.
Like at stoplights, I'm looking at emails. Yeah. I know.
But that's not always necessarily good either.
Yeah.
This is why I have, nobody judge me. This is why I have a lady that comes to clean my house mm-hmm. once a month to do deep clean because I start cleaning. I start sweeping and I'm like, oh, there's dishes. And then I start going to the dishes Same. And I'll never finish sweeping. And the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, I got to do the laundry. And I start the laundry. It'll never get folded because I have to go back and finish the sweeping. And then da da da. And next thing I know, it's like all day and I got like half of the whole house clean.
So give me your lady. Because same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
especially like going through my clothes and shit.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Like I'll start and there'll be like a giant pile on my bed. And then I'm like, I'm overwhelmed now.
Yeah.
And now
like, that's good.
Now I can't do it.
It's clean.
So then I'm like, what did I do? And then I get like anxious.
Yeah.
So.
Hashtag problems.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse.
It is. Definitely. Because like we still get shit done.
Exactly.
We get major shit done.
Facts.
It just sometimes takes longer.
Yeah. That's very true. But it is what it is. I mean.
Yeah.
What are we going to just be like, stop? Stop thinking, brain. Fortunately, it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't. I wish it would.
Maybe one day. I'm going to donate my brain to science when I die.
Oh, do it.
Yeah. What am I going to do with it?
True. I'm going to be cremated, so yeah. I mean, take what you want.
Exactly. Just go ahead. Yeah. Take my eyeballs if you want them. Yeah. I'm blind, so I don't know if they're going to do you any good, but yeah. Hey, take it.
Yeah. I'm an organ donor.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What am I going to need it for?
Yeah. I just don't want to donate my entire body. Like, I don't want to be a cadaver.
Oh, my gosh. So, very random. I saw this article. This man, he had donated his mother's body to science and found out because I guess he was kind of curious as to like what kind of science research was going on. And he ended up doing this research and found out that the military had sold his mom's body to be used as a testing, I guess, body for like missiles.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I guess to see like how the body blows up, for lack of better words.
Blew her up?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, I guess see, you really don't
know. That's why I'm not doing it.
What kind of science is science?
I mean, it's true, but ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
When I read that, I was like, I mean, you donated it. What kind of power do you have at that point?
None.
Exactly. I want to be like a cool science. Like I want my like muscular system to be in a museum somewhere.
Did you see that?
And they're like, oh, this is cool.
Did you see that traveling?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to it?
I did not, but I have seen it. And that's the kind of cool stuff I want to be part of.
Dude, it was amazing.
Yeah, no, I never saw it. But I did see one where there was like skeleton and you see how like when people are like getting it in, they actually have people in like sex positions or like playing with the dog or like things like that. I'm like, that's what I would donate my body to.
Yeah. Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so I
actually. This is going to be the most random podcast really is. Ever.
I'm going to name it ADD. ADD with Tori.
They're all these bitches really just sat down and started talking.
What it is. It's a podcast. We're supposed to talk. Yeah.
Too funny.
I know. I've been told, a few times, like, it's not an interview. Like, stop interviewing people. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I'm so used to interviewing people.
Right.
When, like, podcasts truly just should be conversations.
Yeah.
So whatever. Yeah, it's all over the place. But
I interview my people just because sometimes I wanted them to get to the point of why, like, what they're doing, their, you know, specific goal of their organization or, you know, research or, you know, resource that they're providing or whatever. But, Frank's always like, 8 minutes, girl, get it together. I'm like, oh, okay.
8 minutes?
Yeah, because we have the little break. You've done my show.
No, I know.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Because it's like a 30-minute total show and then with the ads in between.
Oh, yeah. See, mine's an hour of us doing whatever the fuck.
Yeah. He was like, do you want to do like even your Zoom calls that we can do on the show? And I'm like, no, because sometimes I just want to sit there and like bullshit with people.
Yeah.
And you kind of can't do that with a 30-minute show.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, no, but going back to the body thing, because it was super cool. I drove up to Austin to go, and I got to hold lungs and a heart.
Interesting.
Lungs are fucking giant, by the way. They're like this big.
Right.
But to see, I held non-smoker's lungs and smoker's lungs, and the smoker's lungs smelled like smoke, and they're black.
Was this for school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, where did you just randomly get a lung?
Yeah, no,
the black market.
Yeah.
To you, girl.
Thanks. Thanks for the support.
Well, I already thought you were gonna like had a hit on me when we got to the studio, so you know.
Yeah, my studio's in a warehouse. Empty warehouse. But it's fine.
So lung.
Yeah, smell. Yeah. So but no, they were like they're giant. But they were saying that like it takes one cigarette to start fucking up your lungs.
Really?
And it's like, yeah.
Damn, I'm fucked.
Yeah. I mean,
not that I smoke often, but I have smoked more than one.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man.
Same. Dude, for like a minute, I did Black and Milds. I thought it was like real cool.
Girl, Swisher Sweets was my shit. Back in the Antro days, the Swisher Sweet girls used to go to Antro and give out all the little cigarillos. Everyone was like, Tori, you were so fucking ghetto. And I was like, to me, they taste better than actual cigarettes. You got the little flavored
ones.
They
are.
They're in the packs.
Yeah.
And smoke weed, but I sure as hell did smoke that little cigarillo.
I did too.
See, we're friends. She's all had the wine with the wood grain tip. Yeah. I know my Black and Milds, girl.
Yes. Yeah. No, they were good, man. That was my shit.
That was hilarious. Bit. Oh, girl. So, yeah. I probably still got some Swisher Sweets in like that random miscellaneous drawer in the house somewhere. I'm sure.
That means our lungs are going to smell good. They'll have like that sweet, smoky aroma.
Are they though? Maybe. Girl, every day I teeter between you only live once and let me take care of myself.
Look, for me, that's throughout the day.
No, really. You know, because you see people who, okay, perfect example. So I had a really good friend who was very much into health, like worked out all the time, watched what she eats, she ate organic, you know, didn't eat fried food, stayed away from all these things, blah, 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 blase, blase. Died at 42 from cancer. Like, it was a very aggressive cancer.
Oh, shit.
You know, and I was, like, in shock that she died. Meanwhile, you got my grandpa, rest his little heart, you know, made it to 78, who drank every day. You know, did Lord knows what, ate horribly. I mean, this man had cancer twice. He had a stroke. He had diabetes. He had high blood pressure. His A1C one was like 10. If you know anything about the diabetes, off the fucking charts. His sugar was consistently between like 300 and 400. Yeah, he was wild, girl. I'm like, I don't know how that man made it as long as he did.
Dang.
Yeah. So I'm like...
It's true.
You just never know life. You just never know what kind of cards life is going to deal with you. So that's why I teeter on the YOLO and the I should probably eat a vegetable today.
I mean, I love vegetables. So I YOLO in other ways. I feel like you've been around for some of that where I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. Like,
but you know what I mean? Just in general,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're kind of like, ooh.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's like I have water.
Only the good die young, girl.
It's true. Ugh, yeah. Ma, R.I.P.
I know, Ma. Yeah. Let me drive 2 miles an hour when I get out of here.
Yeah, well, so my friend recently passed in November. She was killed in a car accident.
The Marine friend.
Mm-hmm. And thanks. But she lived the fuck out of life.
Yeah.
And that's like, she was anywhere, everywhere, doing whatever she wanted.
Right.
And truly living life, like having a great time. And you know, not so great times, like life is life.
Of course.
But I think that's why, like, all of us, of course, are really sad. Like, she was so young. But also to know that she lived life, you know? Right. So I think it's really important. And I always think about this, with or without, you know, the death of a loved one, is, like, just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right.
To an extent, right? Like, don't hurt people. Right, don't hurt yourself.
Within reason.
Right. Within reason. Like, don't do drugs. But like, just live life. Like, right. People that are like, oh, you know, I gotta save up money. I can't go do that. I can't do that. Like, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Because you die right now, your money's not gonna go with you.
Right.
Like, take that trip. Like, eat that food.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
Go hang out with your friends. Like, and there's a difference between not being in the mood, like you're going through a depression or going through a situation, versus like, nah, I'm gonna be home.
Right.
And then like, sad that you're home. Like, go out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Live life.
You asked me what kind of advice I would give, and that my one thing, and this is like my mantra, in which kind of goes hand in hand to what you just said, is that, and one, this is just for me. So for any of my friends, family out there watching, if I died today, I can honestly say I would be very happy with the life I lived.
Yeah.
1,000%. There's nothing that I didn't try. I mean, I have tons of regrets, but hey, how would I have known if it was a regret if I never went for it?
True.
And that's my advice to people, is that you just never know when it's going to be your day. And if you looked back on your life, you know, say you're hovering above your body and you're like, oh man, like, how did I feel about my life? Would you be happy with it?
Mm-hmm.
If I could die and know that I did what I needed to do, I was there for my family, I was there for my friends, I tried any and everything, whether it failed or whether it didn't, I'm happy with that.
Yep.
And that's how I continue to live each day.
No, same. Like, if I were to, you know, die right now, like, I'm good. Like, I've done a ton of stuff.
Right.
More
than most people have in their, like, entire life.
Yeah. And I love that for me. But, yeah. But same. Like, and I also know the kind of person I am. So, like, I know, like, I'm happy with the person that I am.
Yeah.
So, like, no regrets.
I know what you're talking about, the tattoo. Why do we get all sentimental over here? Like, love you. Just want to let you know in case of the episode.
That too, though, like, normalize telling people that you love them and you care about them, like, every chance that you get, because you never know.
Right. That's very true. I'm not a vulnerable person like that. I'll be like, you know, you're my dog. But because I have a friend, one of my best friends, he's always like, tell me you fucking love me, bitch. And I'm like, I wouldn't call you every day if I didn't like you. And he's like, why can't you just tell me? And I'm like, you're right, I guess.
You're cool or whatever. Yeah.
I'm going to get over it one day. Possibly, maybe. I don't know. I'm just like, all right, love you. Bye.
Yeah.
Like the old school George Lopez, where he's like, where he's telling the girl, like, you miss me? And he's like, I'm here, right? It's totally Tori.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to tell you. I showed you with my actions, okay?
But people like words of affirmation, Tori.
Oh, stupid people.
It's me. It's fucked up. Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me for now. Why, you're a cool girl.
Girl, that's the closest you're going to get.
It's not true, okay? It's my own traumas.
You're an island.
Hey, shut you're up, cool. And I thought you were gonna kill me in here, okay?
So. I'm here, right?
Period.
Oh shit. Yeah, someone the other day was like, oh, I miss you, and I was like, yeah, well, you've been busy. They're like, you know, you could have just said I miss you too, right? And I was like, I could have, but
see, you're like that too.
But I need to keep you on your toes, you know what I mean? You never know what's gonna come out of my mouth. Like, am I gonna be like,
am I gonna like you today? Am I gonna not like you too?
Or am I gonna choose violence?
Oh my god, I'm dead. That's hilarious.
You can't be like the same all the time. Oh my god. You know what I mean? Make shit up.
Too funny. You're wild, bro. Oh my gosh. Too funny.
Okay, yeah. So speaking of not wild, I mean, we could talk about some wild times.
Oh gosh, okay.
Or we could talk about like the stuff we've done. Like, we've traveled.
We have traveled, yes.
I don't know. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Dude, you know what? Fuck it. We used to go to like the concerts, like all, like Michael Salgado.
I know.
Elida Reina. And she would be like, hey, are you going? And I'd be like, are you going?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we'd be there with like buckets.
I know.
Tequila shots.
I'm very sad my friend's not dating somebody in particular anymore because now I don't have any reason to get a table. Well, not any reason, but I don't have somebody to get me a table anymore.
Yeah,
wrong. But VIP. That's a whole. Yeah, man. 2022 summer was a good one.
It really was.
That was fun. I think maybe that's why this year too. I was like, man, I didn't do shit this year. And it was also like 120 degrees, so it you really didn't even want to be. When we saw Paul Wall,
dude.
Well, Paul Wall's late ass. I love you, Paul Wall, but I don't appreciate you being like 2 hours late. It was hot.
Yeah.
Like, we were under the mister and a fan, just like
melting.
Yeah, and I still was in like an awkward place at the time. Yeah. So I was just kind of like,
yeah, I wasn't the same Tori.
I'm ready to go.
But it's okay.
But now I'm back in action.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, but were we talking about concerts?
Oh, no, we were just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did have a lot of fun at those concerts. It was time. I'm really proud of San Antonio. When I left, I swore I was never going to come back. I was like, fuck San Antonio. I'm leaving. I'm never coming back. I'm going to live my best life. Blah, 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 blah. And so, and although I had been home for leave, and I only ever came for Fiesta. I didn't even come for Christmas. I would literally solely come home for Fiesta. And then so I came back, and I was like, what am I going to do? And I was pleasantly surprised to see how much San Antonio has grown and so much, how much there is, how much recognition it's recently gotten, how big it's getting. Very, very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Chicago and L.A., which is where I was stationed in both places. But I'm very proud of it and how much it's grown.
We're getting there. And I don't like when people are like, oh, San Antonio's boring. Like, it's not.
It's not.
It's not at all. There's literally something for everyone.
Literally. You I just tell have that all to, the time.
Like, look for it or yeah, listen really out do. For it.
Yeah, and it's not even that hard to miss. I think sometimes it's advertising because there's a couple times that I've gone to stuff and people are like, how did you know about that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of came across it or something happened or, you know, whatever it may be. Just maybe you didn't look in the right place. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Mm.
But I'm very happy with San Antonio's scene.
Yeah. Dude, we have like underground like raves. I'm going to hit one of those up. Yeah. This year. I'm doing it.
That would have definitely been like a good place to go, like Tori in her 20s when I was like rolling on a half of X or something.
What do you mean you're not in your 20s?
No.
I just turned 29.
Yep. Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
On the 30th of December.
I sure did.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm on a side note. I feel way better than I did in my 20s.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. You know, knees hurt, back hurts every once in a while. My eyesight's getting a little worse. But I feel so much more secure and confident than I ever did in my freaking 20s. Mm-hmm. Ever. Like, whenever anyone's like, oh, you're getting old, I'm like, I'm in my prime. Speak for yourself.
No, true.
Thank you.
And I heard.
I love being 30. I never understand when these little 20-year-olds are like, oh, my God, 30. I'm like, 30 is where it's at.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I've heard 40s are the new 20s. Like, people in their 40s are getting this, like, almost like revival, this like second wind.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, like they're looking better. They're doing better. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, 30s. I think
people,
like,
learned how to take care of themselves.
I think so. Yeah, like 20s, like, people are just like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know where you're at. You don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
You're learning. You're trying to grow. 30s, I think, like, most people anyway, like, have their career, their homes, their whatever. They're like, oh, okay, like, I'm an adult,
right?
And I'm doing shit. I'm getting shit done. And I think your 40s is your time to kind of like start relaxing.
Yeah, like, you're appreciating, like, the fruits of your labor after all these years,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, for the people that did start working when they were like 18, 19, 20. You
exactly.
know?
I had my first job when I was 15.
Yeah, I was 16. The second I could start working,
yeah,
I worked.
Same.
Yeah, I think it was like the day after my birthday.
Nice.
I like went and was like, hire me, and they're like, say less. And it was an Asian restaurant at the quarry that's no longer open.
Nice. My very first job was the zoo.
The zoo? Mm-hmm. What did you do?
That's the concessions.
Cute. That's cute. Yeah, little Tori.
Yeah, and I was just there like, hey, do you want a hot dog or pie? Aww. But that was my first job.
I was a busser. They made me a busser.
I've never worked in restaurants, and I've always been terrified because, girl, I am a klutz. I would drop that food on any and everybody.
Oh, they... yeah, I've worked in a lot of restaurants.
Like, I don't feel like I'd have the balance.
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, like, no. You literally, it's a whole, like, body mechanic.
Or I would ask, like, five times, like, I'm sorry, what did you want to get?
Yeah.
The worst memory. I'd be like, squirrel.
Yeah, I have a really good memory.
That's good. I do not.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember everything.
Yeah. But no, I'm excited. I've enjoyed getting older. And I also think that, like, people have realized that, say you grow to be like even 70, let's say you die at 70, 30, you're not even halfway there. Mm-hmm. So, like, why would you automatically try to, like, stop your life at that age? Keep going. Like, when I was in my 20s, I would think, like, oh, I'm gonna settle down when I'm 25, you know, or I would, like, look at older people in the club and I'm like, oh my God, what are they doing here? And now I'm that older person in the club.
Throwing it back.
But I feel like everybody's kind of on that same vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you have kids, get a babysitter, enjoy mm-hmm. your life. It's mm-hmm. too short to be stuck at the house all the time. Don't get me wrong, I love a good couch potato session you know, veg out and watch whatever movies. But I feel like for the most part, people finally clicked, like, I still literally have another 30 years. Why am I in the house, like, just growing old?
Right. Like, do all your pin the hell right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or people that had, like, maybe kids young or got older and the kids are out of the house and they don't have the responsibility. They're like, woo.
It's me. I had kids when I was young.
There you go.
I mean, I am young.
She had kids when she was, like, 13.
Yeah.
And now she's 29.
Teen parent.
That's hilarious.
It would make sense for my oldest age, but yeah. Anyway, okay, so we'll go a little bit more serious.
Okay.
What do you want to do with your degree, with your grad degree, and then why are you pursuing that degree?
So I always wanted to do something in psychology. I think it was just, psychology is so interesting from, like, literally the colors we choose, the things we wear, our style, you know, our love relationships, the relationships we have with other people, your, like, literally any and everything. There's a psychology to why you do what you do. And I think that's super interesting, for one. Two, I think the mind is just so intricate mm-hmm. that, like, I just want to learn, like, why do people do these? Why is this possible? How come people can live a whole full life and then all of a sudden have, you know, dementia? You know, how do you get amnesia? How's it possible to get short and long-term memory? I don't know. I just think it's so interesting. And then also, so when I was little, the reason I always wanted to be in the military was my grandma's brother, my great uncle. He was a Green Beret in the Army. He was Special Forces, and he was actually a tunnel rat in Vietnam. And I just thought he was like the Mexican G.I. Joe girl. Yeah. I thought he was the coolest fucking person ever. And so I had always wanted to join the military. I always said I was going to do it. And he actually passed away a couple months before I left to boot camp. And he was so happy for me that I joined the Navy. He was like, I'm so glad you didn't do the Army, girl, but you're going to do great. Yeah. Like, you know, whatever. And so many people showed up at his funeral. And he did so much in the community that I had no clue about. So when he was kind of backstory, he was 16 years old. His family, they all lived on the West Side. They were super poor. His parents gave up him, my grandma, and his brother. And so they were raised by their grandparents. Dang. And so when the war started, he literally forged his grandparents' signature so he could go, because he figured, well, if I die, my family could have my my SGLI.
Yeah.
And so that's what he did, and he made a career out of it. And so when he passed away, all these people are telling all these stories about a thing he did. Well, I didn't know, but he actually had a program here in San Antonio. It was called La Salida. And he pretty much had like this boot camp style program for all of the West Side kids.
What?
To teach them like discipline, to teach them physical training.
Yeah.
And just kind of like to guide them, teach them how to be like a man, maybe those who didn't have a father figure in the house, or to give them a little more discipline. And I always loved that. Like I was, throughout all these years, I've been so intrigued. So my main goal has always been to reopen that program. And I've talked to his kids. I'm like, would you guys mind if I did this? You know, how do you feel? And they're like, no, do it.
Yeah.
And so on top of all of that, something that I really think is important is also to incorporate counseling, mental health, and trauma, because, you know, a lot of lower income families have had a lot of trauma. There's been, you know, generational trauma that's been passed on. So I think on top of like the discipline and teaching them physical training, that the counseling and the mental health training would be like just the cherry on top.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I've never told a lot of people that, but that's always been my end goal.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to need a mental health nurse practitioner.
Easy day, girl. Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to need more than one person to help me run this. But yeah, it's definitely something that's been on my radar. And I've had a couple people like, just do it now, Tori. Like, you should start it. It's a nonprofit. Da, da, da. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. Which I guess you're never going to be ready for things like that, right? But I just don't feel like that's in the space I'm in right now at the moment, especially for a nonprofit. I want to build it, and I want to be in a certain area. But I do believe that between the people and the resources, I would be more than equipped once I am ready.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah,
so that's my end goal once I get my degree.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that for you, and I love that for the future kids and families that are going to be affected by that.
Yeah, so it's, like I said, in contributions to him, and he had actually really bad PTSD. He had tried to commit suicide multiple times, and you know what took him out? Sleep apnea.
No way.
Yeah, of all things. I mean, had tried multiple ways, to commit suicide. Never worked, and sleep apnea is what took him out of all things.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. He had been ready to go for a long time. My aunt died from a very aggressive breast cancer, and he never really recovered from that on top of the PTSD.
Yeah.
So he was at peace, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they're reunited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was, he, like I said, that was 2009, like a few months before I left to boot camp.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. So that's always been my goal, is to restart that program.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plus another Latina with a grad degree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so military, you know, the good thing is it's a big military
town.
So that's always like a plus. That'll be a big help, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord knows these kids need it, girl.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I eventually want to open up my own practice here.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to try to just help. My main goal, right? I don't have like a specific avenue that I can think of to do this, but really I just want to help reduce the stigma of mental health,
mm-hmm.
Especially amongst people of color,
right?
Because it's such a problem.
It is.
Of like, you know, no, like, I, you know, that's just your crazy deal, or
right,
whatever. Like, no, that person's struggling, that person's going through shit.
Yeah.
And also like normalizing getting that help that you need,
for
and,
sure,
like, and being on medication or going to therapy or even fucking inpatient, like, do what you need to do, because mental health is real.
Right.
Like,
for sure. And so one of my focus specifically while I've been going through school is all the different ways that we have had destructive habits that people don't realize are mental health, from like, you know, sexual abuse, mm-hmm. You know, child, young molestations, from, you know, substance abuse, alcoholism. And nobody realizes that those things are genuine, like, cry for help.
No, they are.
And we just think like, oh, they just drink a lot, or, oh, they're just an addict, or, oh, they just, you know, brush them off because they think it's whatever issues, not realizing that a lot of that is like emotional regulation, mm-hmm. You know, the generational trauma, things that they never healed. They're, you know, they're drinking to, you know,
forget
whatever. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Even young, you know, I mean, we've probably experienced this as females, but, you know, even men, they don't even know how to experience rejection. And they go this whole year is like breaking all these women's hearts because somebody broke their heart and like they're great.
Yes.
And it sounds silly, but people genuinely hold on to those kind of things. They do. I think especially in like lower income communities, we're not taught things of that nature. I wasn't taught that. I learned it, you know, throughout the years because I used to have a very short fuse. And it's just kind of something that I just had to figure out for myself. And luckily, I was one of the lucky ones who, you know, had a different avenue way of figuring it out. But there's a lot of people who don't.
Yeah. No, it's true. And yeah, like you said, there are signs when people are going through things. They might not say like, yeah, I'm going through a shitty time or I'm having a shitty time. But right. you'll see it.
If oh, you pay 1,000%. Attention. Yeah.
You'll see it or you'll hear it. And that's how I'm all. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't like legally, I can't like give. You know, like professional advice or right. anything, but I can be like, hey, like clearly you're going through something. Here are some resources.
Right. For sure. So. Or I'll tell people like, you don't think there's something wrong. And they're like, why? And I'm like, you don't notice these things. And yeah. again, I don't know if it's just because I'm very observant of people or if it's just, you know, my training, but I there's a lot of things that I'm like, oh, you need, they like, you might want to check on them. See
yeah.
if they're okay.
Oh yeah. yeah. That and I'll even get like energy.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, ooh, that's, Something feels off.
Right. Yeah for like, sure.
Something's going on.
It's also probably your training. Also, you mm-hmm. already kind of know. We didn't even think about it. It just kind of comes naturally at this point that we're like, oh, something's a little off or something's a little weird. But
yeah. Yeah.
That's a collaboration, girl.
Yeah.
Whenever the two of us decide to figure it out.
I'm telling you, just let me know.
Yeah. And yeah. I love that we have, I think, especially like with mental health. You look at either of us, that's probably not the first thing you would think about either one of us is right. that's, you know, what we want to do and that's the way we want to help people. But I also feel like that's the kind of people that other people need.
Yes.
Because it took me the longest time to find a therapist, to find a Latina therapist, and to find one that kind of grew up in the way that I did that wasn't maybe a little more privileged, that would understand where I was coming from, because I think that makes a huge difference too.
It does. And so the success rate of someone's therapy or getting help is highly like I guess regarding like research and science mm-hmm. Depends a lot on who they're going to see.
Right.
If I go see a 72-year-old white male, immediately I'm gonna not connect.
Right.
Because he doesn't look like me. We don't have the same culture. He's not gonna be able to relate to me. That's what I'm gonna assume. Right. Right. But well, not me, but in general, people, right? And so people don't go back.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you know, it takes a lot for people to be like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to get the help that I need. And they go, and it's unfortunately like mental health is run by
right.
older people, older white males. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people that look like us.
Right. And they get disappointed and then they stop going. And,
right.
You know, unlike somebody who knows they need help that will continue to look until they found somebody, not a lot of people are going to do that.
Exactly.
They're kind of like a one and done. I gave it a chance. It didn't work.
Right.
Done.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, 1,000% I agree with that.
Yeah. Cool.
And yeah. Scene.
And we're done.
Right away, back to the puro party.
Yeah. I'm like, how's your drink?
It's very good, thank you. My plastic cup.
Anything else that you want to touch on before we wrap up?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Or anything that you want people to know about you?
I didn't even
you?
Know what we were going to talk about here. I just kind of figured we were going to go with the flow.
We do.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
I like it.
Mom, catch me at the local karaoke. Yeah, just kidding. I would never. EP? I'm so embarrassed.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I karaoke.
I cannot.
It takes a couple of drinks.
Does
and then
it?
I'm like,
oh, I'm sure it would take me a few drinks.
Then I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. But yeah. I have like one.
What's
go-to
your go-to
song.
Here? I was just gonna ask, what is it?
It's Tenacious D. It's Fuck Her Gently. Cause nobody ever expects it, and it's the one song that I have memorized.
Yeah.
I mean, I have multiple songs that I know, right? But I don't know what it's just like every time I go to get on, people are like, oh, she's gonna sing like,
right
SPM or some shit.
That is hilarious. I love it.
And then I'm like, this song is for the ladies, and people are like, what? Yeah.
Oh, my go-to, and I always think about it. I saw somebody perform it one time, and I was like, I would forever do that song if I had the balls to get up in karaoke. It would be Erykah Badu Tyrone.
Ooh. Okay.
I saw somebody do it, and she just had so much sass that I was like, if I ever do karaoke, it's that one. I would like, I would just get all the women like into the mix, like call them.
Yes.
That would for sure be my go-to song. But yeah, no, it just, I'm not there yet.
Okay. We'll get there. We'll karaoke.
By the time you're 50, you're going to get up and karaoke, girl.
I'll be all, Tori, let's go. YOLO. It's time.
Yeah. I'm over there like my fucking walker.
I'm coming.
I drop it low and onto my walker because I don't need anybody help to get me back up. Oh my gosh, hilarious. I can only imagine. I'm going to be, I like aspire to be a cool ass old lady.
Yeah. No, you will be.
Yeah.
I think we'll both be.
I hope so.
We'll be all, hey.
Exactly. Yeah. And like,
yeah. I'm all holding on to shit, dropping it low.
Girl, did you see the Dolly Parton when she did the Thanksgiving halftime?
I didn't watch it.
Oh my gosh.
I heard it was amazing.
I mean, she was holding on for dear life to the stage. Don't get it twisted. But like 70 something years old.
She looked fantastic.
She was wearing a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit.
She looked amazing.
I mean, I don't care if I have to hold on to something as long as I look radiant.
Period.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Do I still look cute?
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Are young men still talking about that they would hit it? Period. That's all I need to know. It's all the confidence I need.
Yeah. Like, you're like, I'm a gilf.
It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I just want to know I still look good. At 70 something years old in my Dallas Cowboy uniform.
That's it. Yeah. I have a uniform, so I'm just going to keep it.
I love. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for you to turn 70.
All right. That at my 70th birthday party.
Yeah.
It's going to be Cowboys theme.
Period. I'm going to come as an Indian. I'm on Cowboys and Indians.
Pencil it in
for 50 years from now. Oh, my God. Hilarious. I love it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, we do have to wrap up. But how do people find you? All your pages.
Oye, Diosito. Okay, all of my pages. So my podcast is Chicana Chisme Podcast on everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. So Mestiza is the name of my company, and so as in S-E-W, you know, like so Mestiza, because, you know, I'm a brown girl. And that is on Facebook as well as Instagram. And then Tori Escamilla, you can find me. I might add you, I might not. That's my personal business.
Period.
And
I'm on there, but.
Also, and my podcast is also shown on the Tejano 360 Network.
Yes.
Oh, also, so next month we have our Premios Tejano Mundial Awards. Yes. And just look out for me, because I have a lot of stuff planned in my head for 2024 and for the continuation of my life. It's going to be a lot of big things coming. So stay tuned.
I'm excited. Like, this is my year to fall back. This is your year to shine. And I'm here for it. I'm going to support you all the way.
She's like, I'm ending my royalty gracefully.
Yeah. No, literally.
Are you going to be excited to not do a million things? I mean, you do a million things anyway. I feel all you did was just like wear your crown when you actually went to places.
That's, I just won't wear the crown.
Nothing new.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think I would have gotten tired had I won when I did it in like 2019.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, I would have been like.
I'm over it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. Guys, follow me as well. I always forget to plug myself, but it's riverwalkqueen_norteño10 or Natasha Gonzalez. You can just look me up, find me. And yeah, thank you for watching or thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Please continue to do so and share these episodes with people. Thanks again to VodPod Media and Latino Podcast Network. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Stay brown, gente.